Fuel prices in North Carolina are averaging 16 cents higher than they were last year, and drivers will be paying the highest holiday gas prices they've paid since 2008. But that isn't discouraging motorists from taking to the roads this weekend. In fact, Tom Crosby of AAA Carolinas says he's expecting the highest number of travelers in 13 years.
We expect slightly more than a million people to be traveling this weekend, more than 50 miles away from home. This is the most people that we've had traveling, driving, since about 2001.
Crosby also says that the 4th of July holiday tends to be the deadliest for road travelers in North Carolina, and that it could be even more dangerous this year because it falls on a weekend.
The safety aspect carries a little bit more weight this year because you've got both a Friday and a Saturday night for celebration, and as a result, nobody has to work the following day, so people tend to celebrate a little more than they should, so just be careful.
Airports are also expected to be busier than normal, but flying is estimated to only account for about 10% of Independence holiday travel. For WFAE News, I'm Kevin Kniestad.